Hi there, I'm Ian Dempsey, and in this video you're going to hear plenty of myths about the members of the travelling community. For example, you're going to hear some people say that their halting sites are dirty, that they don't work for a living, or that they don't have any interest whatsoever in education. Well, we're here today to let members of the travelling community tell their own stories in their own words. After you've seen the video, we'd like you to do just one thing. Please think twice before believing those myths. As you're about to find out, more often than not, those myths about the travelling community are simply not true. So, let's get the video rolling. Myth number four.
Whenever travellers get together, it's a disaster. They're always fighting each other, especially at weddings.
Hi there, my name is Gemma Dinigan, and I'm a proud member of the travelling community, and I'll be your guide today. Now, as you've just heard, there are loads of myths out there about what happens when travellers get together, especially at weddings. Fights break out, all hell breaks loose, but that doesn't happen most of the time. In fact, we're about to meet some people from the travelling community who had a very good experience on their own wedding day, so let's go and meet them. Right, Michael and Bridget, could you tell us all about your wedding day?
It was a brilliant day. It was down on the Ready Petty Inn in Dundalk. There was about 150 to 200 travellers at it. And best man was a cousin of mine, Michael Joyce, from Blanchardstown.
And were you nervous?
I was, yeah. I had a couple of sips of wine though before I began. Let's get the nerves out. My sister was my best woman, Debbie. And we had a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Joyce. Perhaps you could look at
we had music and a video, and everyone was enjoying themselves, and we were all drinking and everything. It was a good day.
And was there any trouble at your wedding?
No. Definitely not.
No.
A lot of people say that travellers get married young. What would your opinion be on that?
Some of them get married young just to get away from their families, and like just to say that they're married. And sometimes they get married just to get away, and sometimes they get married just to get divorced, just to say that they were married, don't you know? Things like that there, but what's the point of getting married young, don't you know? Just start life, enjoy your life first for a couple of years, and then decide to get married at 25. That's the way I look at it.
And what about matched weddings? Is there a lot of them in the travelling community?
Oh, that's gone back 10 years ago. That's not really anymore now. It's just like if a boy likes a girl, girl likes him, that's their own time, you know? They get married then. If they like each other or not, mother and father's matching them, you know? If you really like someone, then decide to get married, but they're not really getting pushed into it, no. Less their mother and father's, but that these days it doesn't happen.
There's a myth that all travellers' weddings or any occasion that there'll just be trouble at them. Is that true?
No. Years ago, again, this, they're bringing up the past that this goes on. That's what most, like, settled people think of, that travellers kill each other at weddings. Doesn't recently happen now these days. You know, they go to enjoy themselves, have a good old time, and that's the way it is these days now.
How old are you, Matsy?
I'm 5.
And do you go to school?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
To Blakeson.
Are you going to get married?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll get married to Chloe, but I don't know which one's that is.
And who's Chloe?
Chloe, and she lives over in England.
And is she your girlfriend? And how long are you going out with her?
A few weeks,
Do you like her?
Yep.
Now, I'm getting married myself shortly, and I can't wait, so this is my fiancé, Lee. Now, Lee, you're from the settled community, so how did your parents first react when they found out you were dating me?
Didn't mind at all, they were grand about it.
And how do they feel now?
They're grand, they're happy for us, like, and they want us to get married, so there's no problems at all.
So are you feeling nervous about getting married?
Well, probably on the day I'll be nervous, but not now. But probably walking up the aisle. That's really all that's be nervous about.
In your opinion, is there any differences in travellers' weddings and settled people's weddings?
I've been to a few, like, and I haven't seen any difference. Like, it's probably, travellers probably spend more money on weddings. That's all I ever see, like, the difference.
What are your hopes for us for the future?
To have a nice house, car, money. Be happy and hopefully have kids in a couple of years.
Now, Samantha, you got married a couple of years ago. Could you tell us about that?
I got married 5 years ago in London. The church was in Cannon Town. I had a great day. We had a function room. There was about 100 people, cousins, aunts, uncles, all relations. It was a great day.
And how did you meet your husband?
I've known him all my life.
Did you have many bridesmaids?
I had one bridesmaid, one best man, one page boy, one flower girl. And it was a great day. No arguments, no fighting, everyone enjoying themselves.
Now, a lot of people say that at travellers' weddings and at all travellers' gatherings that there's always trouble. So what would you have to say about that?
Not at the mall. Can't paint us all with one brush.
What's your husband's name?
Martin Mungan.
And how did you meet Martin?
I met Martin through my Uncle Matsy, Lord of Mersenham. He's come down to my house regularly in Avon, so kind of liked him from there and he liked me. And he finally plucked up the courage to come down and ask me to marry him, so it was love at first sight after that.
And were you going out for long before you got married?
Yeah, we were going 1.5 years together before we got married.
So can you tell me a little bit about the wedding day? What was it like?
The wedding day, it was nothing fancy, but it was absolutely beautiful. I really enjoyed it. It was an awful lot of organisation and just getting the dresses, and my best friend gave me the bridesmaid dresses. I had 4 bridesmaids. My sister was the best woman and his brother-in-law was his best man. 3 flower girls and I had 1 page boy. Like, I had a brilliant wedding and I can honestly say there was no trouble at my wedding. We had a brilliant time, everyone got really well with each other and there was no trouble. When we came home, everyone just went to bed. It was just a brilliant day. I was nervous that morning and usually things go wrong. For what went wrong for me was I was at the chapel before the groom. So I had to go back around the block again, and then eventually when we came back the second time he was there. So it was kind of, at the start it was kind of, you know, shaming. But afterwards it was funny and thought about. But yeah, we really had a good wedding. We enjoyed ourselves. We danced, we laughed, we just brilliant. And I love him from the bottom of my heart and I'm really, really happy with him.
So there you have it. If you think that there's trouble every time travellers get together, think twice, because most of the time that's not the case.
Myth number 3.
All travellers live in dirty caravans on the side of the road. And did you ever see one of their halting sites?
Halting sites are always full of rubbish. Now that's a myth that is really full of rubbish. Do you know where the official halting sites are located? Have you ever been to see one for yourself? In this section, we're taking you on a tour of 2 official halting sites so you can make up your own mind. So where are you staying, Christine?
On the Navan Road, the traveller site there. There's about 10 bungalow houses.
And how many would live in your house?
5. Probably got the smallest family in the camp, but like 5 of us.
So some people think that all halting sites are full of rubbish and that they're all the same. What would you have to say to people who think that?
That it's not true. Like, some people don't take care of where they live, but people that do, like, deserve the respect to say, well, where I live is clean. Mm-hmm. I don't think people should put all traveller sites into one category, because some take care of the homes and some don't. It's just the way it is.
So, Kathleen, what can you tell us about the halting site here in the Navan Road?
We're roughly 10 years in this site, and it was a halting site for 15 years, and we're in just these group housing schemes the last 5 years. It's 5 years opened in June, and it's all one family.
Built by the Fingal County Council, built it. We were years and years going to meetings for to try and get those houses built. The facilities is good, they're the same as any natural house. They're running water, electricity, bin collections. The facilities is good.
And Kathleen, what kind of facilities are missing?
The gate and the play area, because the play area is that's here is up at the road, and it's too dangerous because we're on the dual carriageway, as Trace said, and the children are out on the road, so they should have built a play area down the back somewhere, or down around here, that you can keep an eye on children.
And How does it make you feel when people say that all travellers live in dirty caravans?
Very angry, because they should get to know travellers first and try and mix with them and get into their place. And the people they say that's dirty is people who don't have proper facilities.
And what would you like to say to those people, Kathleen?
I think you should get to know people before you judge them. I think there's no point in judging people if you don't know them. So, and that's what gives the bad report, is because they're judging without knowing anyone.
Anyone that like a tour or a visit, that they could contact any of the travellers' groups, and travellers would bring them out and show them their places.
Welcome to St. Philomena's Court. I'm Maggie Hand, and I'm going to give you a tour of the site and the people who live in the site. This is Mikey Collins, which is my uncle, and he's retired. This is his daughter Winnie, which is the first cousin of mine, and Jim Hand, which is security. Michael, my brother Michael, he just moved into the site, so like he's not really doing anything at the moment. Myself is up here at the corner house, you can barely see it. And then this is my brother Bernie's house up here in the corner, and he's into the men's enterprise.
How long have you been living in this site?
Nearly 3 years, and hardly no rubbish. We still keep it clean now, you know. We all take our turns of clean.
A lot of people say as well that all travellers sites are the same, that they're full of rubbish, and that all travellers live in caravans and don't keep their sites clean. So what do you think of that?
Well, most of them is moving in now to normal houses now. And if you look around there, there's the houses here that we live in. Most of them is getting settled houses, moving out like of all sites. But houses, trailers, they're all gone out of stock now. They're mostly going out of stock. Everyone wants houses now, they're more warmer and for the winter, and just keep us warm now, do you know, yeah?
And what about the rubbish part, about the sites not being kept clean?
There's no, like, hardly no rubbish anymore, like, because you have to respect your home now and respect where you live in. You have to clean around now, and that doesn't go on anymore.
This is St. Philomena's Park, across from the court. And this is the preschool that the kids do go to. There's about 10 or 11 small babies between 3 and 5 that attends the school. Right, this is the caretaker site. He's a traveller, he's my nephew, he does a very, very good job on the site. He keeps the site lovely and clean, and that's why we would like to have a travelling caretaker on the site. And this is the caretaker's household.
And how long have you lived in St. Philomena's?
I'm living here nearly 3 years. I think it's 3 years this Christmas we're living here. It's a beautiful site. We're really, really happy with it. I think there's 15 families all together in this site. Everyone's got their 10 bays and 5 houses. I think everyone likes their own privacy, and we have running water, and we have our little kitchens, and we do our own thing in our own place, and we're really, really happy here.
This is St. Philomena's, and I'm very proud of my home, and I'm very proud of where I live, and I'm very proud of who's in here. We're all travellers, and I'm very proud of who I am and where I live.
You've seen it with your own eyes, so now tell me, do you think that all halting sites are full of rubbish?
Myth number 2.
Travellers simply just don't care about getting an education. I mean, let's face it, they're just not interested.
Having a good education is becoming more and more important for travellers here in Ireland. Travellers are either staying in school for longer or going back to education later on. So here's what I mean.
I'm the project coordinator here with the Blanchardstown Traveller Support Group. The project was set up initially in 1992 to support the travellers in the Blanchardstown area. There's about over 250-odd families overall. And I suppose that the project initially was set up to support and help travellers on sites. And in particular, I suppose the issues at that time was the sites, the condition on the sites, health of the travelling community, education. And I suppose out of that then we started to get funding from various agencies to set up programmes. And one of the many programmes, I suppose, and really is the backbone of the project in a sense, is a women's training programme. That was set up a couple of years ago, and that's mainly funded by FOSS. Audrey here is our women's training coordinator.
And could you tell us a little bit more about the training, what type of training you do?
It's a training course for traveller women, so it's to get them ready for going on to community employment or on to further employment, so that they'll have accreditation and they'll gain self-confidence, and it's basically to empower traveller women so that they're ready for employment.
I have to say, I really like the one in the middle because it poses a question. And when you read it, you're left thinking, because it says, there are many kinds of people in the world, which kind are you? Yeah. And just make a mistake and think about it, that everybody has a
When you're sitting there and you're
And what would you like to say to people who think that travellers aren't interested in education?
That's definitely not true. Like, more travellers are sending their children to preschool, onto primary school, onto secondary school, and there's travellers that have went to third level as well. I run the training programme here, and it's full, so it is. There's no vacant places, and I have a waiting list for September, so it's definitely not true. I think travellers are definitely getting more involved and are interested in education.
Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Matthew Collins, and I go to Carluff School.
And what year are you in?
First.
And what subjects do you do in school?
Irish, English, maths, and I'm getting joined into drama.
And why would you like to do drama?
Because I want to become an actor.
So, Christine, you attend St Dominic's College here in Dunavon Road. What year are you in now?
I'm in third year.
What subjects are you studying at the moment?
A good few subjects like history, geography, art, business studies, French, English, Irish, maths. There's 13 subjects in total. So, like, that's a good few.
And what would be your favourite subject?
Probably business studies.
And you're doing your junior cert, so how's that going for you?
Oh, God, you don't even want to know. It's very, very stressful, but I suppose it has to be done.
And what would you like to do after school?
Do an accountancy course in Trinity College. I think it's something, when you have an interest in something, you're better off bringing the progress further. Like, I feel like the only thing that I really like is business studies. And I'm doing accountancy next year, in fifth year, so I'll just take it from there if I do really good in it.
In your opinion, are more people from the travelling community staying in school for longer?
Yeah, like, travellers that want to stay in school are going to stay in school. Like, my mother has 3 or 4 cousins that went down to third level education, and they're doing better than most of the travellers are anyways.
And how does it make you feel when you hear people say that travellers don't have an education?
Well, I suppose everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but to me, I think more travellers are staying in school, because they know it is better for them.
And do you have friends from the settled community?
Oh yeah, I've got loads of friends from the settled community. Like, they're all really nice and they're not prejudiced or anything like that, so I get on very well with all of them.
And what are your hopes for the future?
Well, just to go to Trinity College and stay not married as long as possible.
Could you tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah, I have 4 children. I have 3 boys and 1 girl. I have 2 boys. They're all in primary school at the present moment. One fella is starting secondary school in August. That's mainly it. The oldest fella just made his confirmation. So,
and what would your hopes be for your children for the future?
Hopefully for the future, I'd like to see my children finishing school and doing a leaving in their junior. And hopefully after that, they get a good job.
And would you like any of your children to get married, Joe?
No, not my choice. Definitely not. But if they get a good job, they might think about marriage.
These are my friends from my class, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name's Liniella from Blanchardstown.
Hey, my name's Lyndon from Washington.
Hey, my name's Lindsay from Clare.
Hey, my name's Lauren from Clare.
And we're all doing our junior set together.
Education is becoming more and more important, especially as more travellers want to get good jobs, which leads me on to the next myth.
Myth number 1.
I don't know any travellers who actually work for a living, and they don't even pay their taxes. I mean, everyone else does.
Travellers don't work and don't pay their taxes. Now, that's a myth that I really hate. I'm living proof that that's not always the case. I work and I pay taxes, and I'm a member of the travelling community. And I'm not the only one who works for a living. See for yourself.
Late last year, CJ has come on board, who's actually the outreach worker for the project, and he's very much engaging with the traveller men and setting up a project to help them. In just in recent years, we've set up a community employment scheme. Tom is actually our C supervisor, and that's a very new project for us, and we've roughly about 10 participants on that course. Again, that's another FOSS-funded project, and it's going into its second year, and it's very, very successful in the sense that we're very much much reaching out into the travelling community and accessing different women from different sites. I suppose the main sites that women would come from would be Ballycoolan, Dunavon Road, Finglas, you know, in particular, I suppose, St Mary's and St Christopher's, Portertown, just to mention a few.
Tell me what you do.
I work in Parkstown House. I'm on a CE programme. It's really good down there. There's travellers and there's settled people in it, and I get on really well with everyone in the office. I really enjoy working with them. And I think more traveller girls should go out and work today, because there's a lot going on for them today. And I really, really enjoy work.
And you get on well with the settled people in the office?
Get on very well with the settled people in the office. We can have our chats, and sometimes I might have a problem, and there's some of them there, they're there to listen to me, and they make me feel better, and I really, really like that now.
Do you know any other members of the travelling community that work?
Yeah, I have three sisters down in Abbon who work on a Youth Reach FOSS course. Maggie works in Paddockstown House with me. My cousin Joan works in the family support worker. There's a few travellers around, like my cousin Valerie, she lives here in St Philomena's. She works in Ballycoolan Creche. So, like, a lot of travellers are working today.
So, Bridget, you're based here in the office in Parsickstown House, and how long have you worked here?
I've been here for the last 6 months. My typical day would be coming in the morning, probably doing post, answering phone calls, checking the answer machine, photocopying, whatever has to be done mainly. I'll do bits and pieces around the office.
And what would you like to say to people that think that travellers don't work for a living?
Well, I'd say it's untrue, because I work for a living and I'm a traveller. And there's lots of other travellers that do work for a living.
Now, Maggie, you work, so would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I work 5 days a week as a community worker. I work on five different sites and gathering information and helping out with other travellers on the sites, like if they need patterns or things like that. I also work with, I'm on the health committee meetings, and that's three different types of meetings, and they'll be all over the place. I'm also on the UPIB, which is for the youth, and I'm on the management committee as well. And yeah, I like it very well. I like my job. I like my work. I work well, and I get on very well with the girls in the office then when it is time for me to be in the office.
So Maggie, how long have you been working with the Blanchardstown Traveller Development Group?
I started working in the year 2000. I started off on a FOSS women's training programme, and I went from there into CE as an office procedure. And then I went from there on to be the assistant coordinator of the Travel Women's Group. And that's when they realised that I was a good community worker, so then I went to be a community worker. Last year I done my exams for CAN Community Leadership, and I passed everything in.
John, you work, so what do you do?
I'm working with the Northern Area Health Board. I'm a family support worker, and I work with three PKU children, helping with the bloods and for posting the bloods, taking the bloods, ringing for their food because we're on special food, collecting their food, helping their mother with the three kids going to the hospital, and because there's three of them, helping them with the children. And also, I'm there 20 hours a week, 4 hours a day.
I'm Angela Ward, and I'm married to a traveller. I'm from a settled community, and I'm very happy. Well, I do a base in nearly everything, you know. I just serve the food, and sometimes I prepare the vegetables and that for the soups and the salads and different things like I do. And, I work from 9 to 1, you know, 5 days a week, and I got the job. Well, I started with Audrey first in the training with the traveling girls, which I enjoyed very much, and then I went into the CE scheme with Tom, and from there I went on.
I have two people working from the travelling community with us at the moment in the coffee shop, and I would have no problem from taking on more staff from the travelling community. They're two fairly good workers. They communicate well with the staff and with the customers.
So what are the main challenges facing the travelling community at present?
There will be several, I suppose, challenges that the travelling community would face. In particular, there would be kind of four to five key areas that would be health, accommodation, education, employment. And I suppose funding would be also kind of a main issue for ourselves as a project to kind of highlight these issues and get them across, I suppose, because we don't have the funding, we can't run the projects, etc. But I suppose the overall ethos of the project of the Blanchetown Travel Support Group would be basically helping travellers to help themselves, and that's, I suppose, the main part of our work, and I suppose to do ourselves out of a job by us transferring our skills and our knowledge onto the travelling community. They are in a better state to help themselves and to kind of challenge, you know, the various agencies on behalf of themselves, as opposed to we doing for them.
One of the important things to remember about the travelling community is that we have our own culture and our own traditions, some of which may be different to your traditions. But at the end of the day, we live in Ireland too, and we're proud to be Irish, just as you are.
Thanks for watching, and remember, think twice.
If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on her pulls true, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong. And then you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you. I'll buy her roses, sweet red roses. Heaven knows that she deserves the very best. I'll buy her roses, sweet red roses, 'cause loving her is as good as loving gets.